Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today's topic is called the Neutral Zone, and it's all about commitment and responsibility and making choices and also dealing with stress in the natal chart and transit stress and what we can do about it, what we can do to, as usual, overcome some of our karma, some of our stress situations, and also to try to get involved in having peace and love and spirit and honesty and truth and balance in our lives. So an excellent show to record, of course, if you're interested in life or self-improvement. And as always, above and beyond anything else that we ever talk about in this year, on this show is all about believing in yourself, no matter what you want to do, no matter what you want to be, no matter what you need. If you don't believe in yourself, then what the heck can you do anyway, right? I have taken a look at my life and also the life of thousands of other people because I am like an observer. Sometimes I feel like the watcher. I used to read Marvel Comics when I was younger. Not too much younger. And they used to have this character, an extraterrestrial that lived in the moon. His name was the Watcher, and he was not allowed to interfere, but what he would always do is he would kick back and watch people and watch events and places. Even though things seemed to be catastrophic, he still kicked back and remained cool, so to speak. Well, I watch a lot of people too. And I know a lot of people right now, my friends, my relatives, and people that are in the world, actually, that I feel are in trouble. And obviously, there's a spiritual dysfunction at the root of all problems, in my opinion, of course. But I also do feel that, especially if you are a person having what I would call a severe astrological aspect, which means basically your chart's on fire, or one too many natal squares and oppositions, which makes for a selfish, obsessed, insecure, picky, petty, trivial, worrisome, problematic individual, or someone that is having a whole bunch of transit squares and oppositions to their chart, adding to the natal stress and karma, which usually means that you wake up in the morning and you're not happy. Now, if you wake up in the morning and you're frightened to face the day, it's like this is right around the first of the month here, and because the United States is slowly moving into what we call a rolling recession, a lot of people wake up in the morning and they're pretty frightened. Because number one, they have very high overheads. And, you know, I actually took a look at my overhead the other day if I did not have the show, because the radio show is 90% of my overhead in my life. And I thought, wow, if I didn't have the show, I guess if I had to, I'd be okay because the expense would be cut by 90% too, which felt pretty good. But still in all, in these times, you got to be careful, especially when it comes to buying real estate, buying stock, any kind of investments, these bond markets and stuff. You got to be careful because the United States economy is very shaky. Let's actually become realistic and move out of the cloud. And when we're in a period right now where there's been hundreds, almost thousands of bank failures, which is reminiscent of the 30s, in fact, and also we find real estate crashes in Texas and all over the Midwest and the East Coast, moving to California, the real estate market is very soft. The transits are very intense. And actually, we talked about problems that would affect the world this summer with the economy about 6 to 9 months ago before the real estate crash occurred and this super soft market. And now that we have this treaty going on with the Soviet Union, the defense budget's being cut. And then on top of that, Congress and the president, no new taxes, right? Read my lips. They're talking about raising taxes. And, you know, it's not a really pleasant sight when all of a sudden the value of the dollar isn't worth much. You need a half or a quarter or a whole $1 million to buy a house. You're not making near as enough money as you need to make, and all of a sudden people are talking recession and real estate crash and all this stuff, and you wake up in the morning, you take a look at your life, you see, and so many people out there, especially baby boomers that were born in the 40s, maybe some in the 50s, they went berserk the last 5 years, and frankly, if you bought real estate 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you're okay, but if you just got into a lot of recent investments the last year or two and you find yourself stuck with a mortgage for $2,000-$3,000 a month, well, you might be nervous, especially if you work in the defense industry. Well, you see, the whole point to today's topic has to do with creativity and building an empire, building a life, manifesting energy, manifesting power, manifesting entity and also assets in your life, creating things like families and children. There's so many people out there that have so much desire that we find ourselves running away with this desire, with these dreams, with these goals, with these hopes, these wishes and these aspirations, and it does get rather intense. It does get extremely intense, and it does get to a point where we literally create a monster in our life, where if you want to know what the bottom line to this topic is, it's all about karma. Because I firmly believe that if you stay in the neutral zone, which is what the name of the topic is today, and what is the neutral zone? Well, I have known, like I say, I've known and watched a lot of people, and there are those people out there that don't do a whole lot. I mean, they work, and they make their money, and they cook, and they clean, and they iron, and they do the best they can to try to survive and be happy and to be safe, and also to zero in on what their needs are, their basic needs. They keep their lives very simple, ridiculously simple. And for that reason, a lot of these people are afraid to get married. They don't want to deal with commitment, even in relationships. A lot of these people don't want to expand their careers too much, where they find themselves working more than playing. A lot of people refuse to buy real estate, or borrow money, or run up credit cards, or get into a certain situation or a position where they find themselves dealing with a lot of bills at the first of the month. A lot of people, what they do is they cut back on material choices, and they stay in what I call the neutral zone. Now, a lot of times, if not all the time, when I go up to some of these people who I believe live in the neutral zone, and sometimes I feel like I actually am happy living there myself, because I call the neutral zone an area of non-commitment, which means that what's important to your life is love, is happiness, is balance, is security, stability, and getting by. But you don't ask the universe for too much, too fast, too far, and you don't put a priority on things that you know you can't manage. You know, some people are out there and they're managing huge wardrobes. They're busy cleaning all the clothing. They're busy changing the clothing, having it re-altered and reshaped and recut and retrimmed, and they're out there keeping their number of shoes in their wardrobe, and they have to keep the shoes maintained. And you find out that when people start making choices, that everything that is karmic has a commitment attached to it. Now, everything that is non-karmic, which is spiritual, also has a commitment attached to it, but this is like an unsaid, unwritten commitment that's something that is eternal anyway, because it is the absolution with the soul in which we embrace, which is an eternal truth, in my opinion. You know, because we are part of this massive ether of positive power and energy and love, which is God, which to me is the greatest wealth and the greatest truth that exists in the world. The problem is that we as individuals get wrapped up in these choices, in these commitments, in these contracts. And let's say that you are married, and let's say you've been married for 13 years, and let's say you have 4 children, 2 dogs, 3 cats, 2 birds, 4 cars, that your husband has 3 jobs and you have 2 careers, that you have a yard, a house, a gardener, you have a cook, you have a maid, you have somebody that washes and grooms your cars, you have a boat, you have another house in Palm Springs, and meanwhile, you've got mortgages to pay all of the above. Now, when this person wakes up in the morning, if they can face their day with a smile on their face, congratulations. Besides the fact they might have to take 1 or 2 of the pets to the vet on any given week, or go out and do a ton of shopping for all of the above, or besides the fact one of the cars might not work or something might be wrong with the house at any given moment, the point here is when we talk about third dimensional life on Earth, the more you create, the more you manifest, the more commitments you make that are non-spiritual, then the more maintenance is required. You know, I've done several topics in the past called the Soul Bowl. And in the Soul Bowl philosophy, what it means is that any one person can handle only so much karma, which means that if you have a lot of things going on in your life, and if you have a lot of abundance and a lot of assets and a lot of things that need maintenance, then what you're dealing with is you're dealing with a situation that you might get full up as far as your maximum potential as to what you can handle before your system or your body or your mind starts breaking down. So overall, what we're dealing with when we talk about the neutral zone is we talk about people sometimes that have filled their soul bowl up too much. And sometimes they get into a situation where they freak out, they panic, they get stressed out. And what we deal with is if you are one of those people that have emphasized the material and have emphasized too much karma in your life, that you get to a situation or a point where you wake up and you're in too much pain. Now, if you don't take care of your karma, if you don't take care of your life, and if you don't do something about all this stuff you've created in your life, what happens is one day the universe might come around and take everything away from you. That's right. And a lot of people that go through this midlife crisis transition from 38 to 44 years old, when Uranus opposes Uranus and Neptune squares Neptune and Pluto squares Pluto, and eventually Saturn opposes Saturn, what I find out is if their soul bowls are filled up and if they're wrapped up in tons of karma and choices and commitment in their life, and they suddenly seem to be stressed out and miserable and emotionally unstable and mentally unstable and physically a wreck, that when you hit 38, 39, and 40, sometimes the universe either A, threatens to take it all away, or B, does in fact take it all away, and you end up with either nothing, starting over again, or a ton of legal problems and all kinds of weird complexities and complications to try to get your life going again. You know, a lot of people have a crisis when they're 40, because when they turn 40, not only is it the old life begins at 40 thing, but you say to yourself, well, I've already lived 40 years, and what have I done? If I live another 40 and make it to 80, well, I might not have much time left in my life, so I better get started here. So a lot of people have a lot of natural fear anyway when they're 40. Same thing when they're 30 or when they're 20. Seems like every time we turn a decade, especially astrologically, we have a Saturn square Saturn at 20 and 21. We have a Saturn return at 28 to 30, and we have the Saturn opposed Saturn at just beyond 40, and also the midlife crisis connected with that. So what I have found life to be, and maybe you could find this useful in thinking about this topic, is that I find that life is like going shopping. And if you go around a market like I do, then when you get to the register, you find your basket filled to the top with a couple $100s worth of food and supplies. But then there's the person that goes around the market, and when they get to the register, they only have a few things, and then they just get out and hop to their car, and it's over. Did you ever notice the amount of weight and the amount of aggravation and the amount of stress that is accompanied with trying to lug $200 worth of groceries and supplies from the market to the car, from the car to the apartment, and then put it all in stock? Well, that has a lot to do with life. When you're in life, if it's so important for you to fill up that basket, that soul bowl, with responsibilities and commitment, creating karma, just remember the price you have to pay for that. Because eventually everything must be disposed of. Because all you come in here with is the spirit, and all you leave is the spirit. Okay, so what's the point of today's topic? Well, I realize that some of you out there have soul bowls filled. And I realize that some of you out there are very aggravated and very depressed and very negative, and that your lives are real busy with tons of people and tons of responsibilities and tons of maintenance. But there's what I call this neutral zone, which means you get to a point in your life where you stop making choices and you stop making commitments. There comes a time in one's life when you decide, you know what, the only choice that I'm going to make is going to be a spiritual choice. You know, the only choice that I'm going to make is going to be a choice that's for love, that's for God, that's for life, that's for fun, that's for bliss, and I'm going to start cutting down on the toys, on the games, on the property, on the money, on the power, because I've had enough. I've accomplished the goals I've wanted to accomplish, and now I'm going to stop maintaining it. So the neutral zone is an area that I call an area of non-action or an area of non-commitment when you decide to go through life for a while without making any major plans. Now, isn't that weird? Because so many people out there are sitting there going, well, Farley, what about the house I've always dreamed of? And Farley, what about the marriage I've always wanted? And Farley, what about the kids? And Farley, what about the pets? And Farley, what about this? What about? And that's all well and good. But the thing is that you have to ask yourself, am I qualified to buy a house? Or am I worthy to have children? Or should I be trusted to have a pet or an animal in my life? And is it proper to do that? And to keep that animal locked up in a hot house all day long or a hot cage or whatever, you have to ask yourself, because if you have a lot of problems in your life that are unresolved, like accidents, like legal problems, like health, like insurance, like problems with your family, with your friends, with your brothers, your sisters, all kinds of emotional things that are undone from ex-marriages, from custody battles and children and stuff, why would you need more complications if you haven't processed the karma you have now? That's the whole point of the topic. The neutral zone. It's a place I go to when I decide to say stop. No more karma, no more commitments, no more choices. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it gentle. I'm going to try to retain balance with what I have and maybe process some of the stuff I don't need. I returned to the neutral zone actually when I sold my boat and took a great loss on it because I got ripped off on it in the first place. I didn't really need the boat, but because I got advised wrong by some people that I thought cared for me, I ended up with this big headache. And even though it was fun to go out on once in a while, it was a pain in the neck to keep clean and to keep the engine running and to also pay the slip rent and to maintain. And when I sold it, I found out the boat market was extremely soft, so I felt like an idiot about the whole thing. Well, a lot of these people that are going out spending $200,000-$300,000 on condos now and $300,000-$500,000 on homes, they may feel really dumb in a couple years when all of a sudden they try to sell that house and they realize real estate's not going up anymore. That maybe they've been ripped off on it. One wonders, they always say, well, real estate has always gone up. Heck, America's only been in existence for 200 years. And tell me any civilization on this planet, including Atlantis, that has survived. All things must pass. And that means all property and all holdings and all titles, even in this country, one day will be worthless. With the way we live and the way we think is that real estate will always go up. But I don't go along with that. We got Uranus and Neptune and Saturn and Capricorn right now. What I expect is the unexpected. I expect some really strange, weird stuff to go on. And I'm concerned about the economy because if recession goes to depression, then that means that only the people with cash flow, right, that's more than their expenses are going to be okay. Because if there's a depression, unlike the dollar being worthless, in a depression, there's a major shortage of jobs and a major shortage of cash flow within the middle class and the lower class, and people can't afford to even buy anything, that's when prices get dropped. Now, if you don't think that logically this nation is not headed for a depression to make 1930 look like a turkey race, excuse me, it might not happen in my lifetime, maybe it will, but the dollar right now is starting to approach some absurd levels as far as almost laughable as to what you can buy. I went to a house in Cheviot Hills the other day that in 1970 or 1960 and even 50, you could buy this house for $25,000. Now, this is 1990, 40 years later, and they're talking about selling this piece of junk for $700,000. Give me a break. What's wrong with this picture? You mean we go through 50 years where suddenly the dollar is worth nothing? I say I understand a pyramid system, and I say something's got to give. And as your astrologer and as a metaphysician, and also as somebody that hopes I'm very psychic and very intuitive at the same time, I'm telling you that maybe it's time in your life, if you do feel the pressure like I have, and if you do feel the stress, and if your soul bowl is full to the top, and if you're one of these people that wakes up in the morning and does not like what's going on in their life, then you might want to ask yourself, maybe it's time to go to the neutral zone. Why is it that people get carried away and get taken away with all of this stuff down here on Earth? Why is it that people are wasting their lives over broken hearts, over lost loves, over bad careers or bad family situations, that people are frightened to tackle their anger and their fear and their insecurity and their pain from their life and deal with it? Why can't people spend more time on self-improvement? Why can't that choice be for the spirit, for the body, for the temple of the soul, and for the spirit? And why does everything have to be outside? I want you to think about this, whether you're listening to the show now or listening to a tape, if you've recorded it or whatever. I want you to think for a moment of 100% of your choices during the day, how much of those choices and those commitments that you make And if you knew how many commitments a human being made during the course of a day, you might want to track yourself in one day to see how many deals you make. And you might be floored at the end of the day when you discover you made about 20, 30 contracts or appointments or reservations or deals in your life. And when you do that, when you realize how much responsibility that you create in any one given instant, then you might start to become aware of how hectic one's life can be. Do you know all this stuff with these Capricorn Cancer transits that are going on? I love Cancer because Cancer returns us to an emotional, loving flow, whereas Capricorn is like a hectic, hysterical, pell-mell, crazy type of race or contest to win, to accomplish, to accumulate, to have success at what cost, at any cost. You know, it's insane. And we're constantly being tested here as to how much insanity we can actually handle in our lives at this time. So I like this neutral zone area here, because if you are in pain and if you don't like your life and if you don't like yourself, then maybe it's time for you to go into a meditative spiritual realm for a while and process some of this stuff you've accumulated. Get rid of it, sell it, move on, do whatever you can, cut your losses and split with a smile on your face and a glow in your heart, and just return to that center. You know, the reason why I like the word neutral, because it like reminds me of the center of the universe. It's like a zone where, you know, when I go to the neutral zone in my meditation, which I do all the time, it's like I'm safe there. It's like, wow, there's no cars here. There's no trains. There's no traffic. There's no planes. The people are here, but they're kind of neat. And things are simple here. There's no bills. There's no television. There's no commercials. Can you believe the commercials? And this one guy that's on all the time selling his stuff. You know what I mean. There's this one guy that has the same show that's played over and over and over again. He actually even called me once and tried to get me to do an astrology gig. I said, no way. But he sells this miracle stuff, you know, that does this and does that. And you turn it, and people turn on their TVs and they'll watch it over and over and over again. No wonder we're going crazy here. It's just life gets kind of nuts. And that's why it's so important that we all return to a neutral zone of non-commitment and non-choice occasionally and unload, dump out the soul bowl, you know, and sometimes it's okay to leave it empty. That's right. You know, I talked about the soul bowl a lot of times, that if you want room for more stuff in the soul bowl, but everything in that bowl is karmic. When it's empty, you're spiritual. You are spiritual. Definitely. This topic was kind of hard for me to convey, to actually express, because it was complicated. Because it was another topic I resisted. But I like it. Because in my life, I could have had so much more bull and headache right now that when I take a look at what I have, sometimes I think to myself, oh my God, maybe this is enough, because so many people are always encouraging you to create more garbage in your life. And on the surface, everything always looks fun and easy and happy and all that stuff. But underneath, under the foundation of that, there's a price. There's maintenance. And if you don't take care of that soul bowl in this lifetime, believe me, when you die, your soul is going to decide to come back to take care of it in the next lifetime, maybe as the child or the heir of this bull that you've created. That's right. You could be a rich emperor and then die and be born as your own grandson to inherit the garbage you created lifetimes before. It happens. It does happen. I like to think of the American Indians maybe 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago in this country as the descendants of the Atlantean Holocaust when they came to America, the red race, the Americas. I think they came here with the philosophy that they didn't want any more technology. They didn't want anything technical in their lives because it was too complicated. They wanted to return to nature and to the land and to the soil and to embrace the Great Spirit. And that's what the Indian heritage is all about. It's very beautiful. It's very safe. It's very free. And then all these invaders came here to America and wiped them out and held him slave. So one wonders what the karma of this country is all about for destroying the Atlantean survivors. Anyway, complicated topic, the neutral zone. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. The radio station is KFOX 93.5 FM. I'm Farley Malaris, your host. We've been here going on 7 years, and we are proudly a public-supported radio show. We wouldn't be here without your support. We have excellent gifts and services We have a massive crowd of female listeners, which I think I'm impressed with because I've always felt women were very intuitive and psychic and spiritual. So thank you for tuning in.